This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Out West Radio, a community-driven podcast built in the heart of Hamilton at Western Community Centre. We are webbing networks and creating safe spaces for ownership in our community. Whānau first, hapori first.
Oh, morena, no mā, haere mai, and welcome to Out West Radio. You are tuning in to Out West Radio with Regan and Tom, but we are bringing you all the content that is happening here at the Western Community Centre. We are based at 46 Hyde Ave, Norton, and we have a mission statement to create opportunities and provide the sport that enhances the holistic well-being of the people in our community, and a vision of thriving, vibrant, healthy, and self-reliant communities. And all we're doing is we're going to give you all the scoop that's happening here with us, what's coming up, what we've been up to this week, and pretty much what to expect from us. We are an information hub. You can hire venue rooms from us, tables and chairs, and all sorts in between. We run many programs and services for all ages. But yeah, we're just bringing you all the good stuff. We are in what we would deem our first week of school holidays for all of our juniors and all of our teenagers, as they're about a couple of weeks out before most of them start heading back into school. So yeah, we're gonna pretty much just jump straight into it. It's been a busy week for us this week, definitely. Most all of our staff are back now from holiday. Many of us have only just come back into the country. Lucky Nahuya, she was over on the other side.
Where was she?
She was in Perth and then went to Bali.
Wow.
Yeah, did a U-turn and come all the way back. So, yeah, we're all back into it, getting ready for another busy year. We've had our first week of junior holiday program pop off this week. We've had Western Wheels happen this week. We've had lots of young ones in our building on our free computers, hanging out in the car park. We've had some pretty terrible weather, seen a lot of kids in the puddles. But yeah, it's been crazy. It's good times.
Weather's been on and off. We probably want to invite the rain, but not the mugginess that comes with it. But before we jump into anything, I'd like to make a mihi out to the people that are in the background that make things happen for us, because without them, we wouldn't be able to do the mahi that we do with the people in our community. We've got Lottery Grants Board, we've got Well Energy Trust, we've got Len Reynolds Trust, Waikato Trust, Hamilton City Council, we've got Ministry of Social Development, we've got Grassroots Trust, there's DV Bryant, Internal Affairs, the Lion Foundation, the Tyndall Foundation, Gallagher Charitable Trust, we've got Rotary Hamilton Central, and then Rotary Waikato Sunrise, we've got Glenis and John Gallagher Foundation, and then Nora Howell Charitable Trust, we've got Go Eco, we've got Cambridge Drainage and Earthworks, and then we've got Fraser High School. So thank you very much for the input that you have in the background to kickstart our year pretty much, but also kicking us into gear into things that we've got to offer here at the community centre. But also thank you to all of those little sponsors that are also in the background as well. They help us out, they give us a little bit of a push over the line to help things happen. So that's a mihi out to everyone that's ever put their, inserted their pūtea or thrown stuff our way to make sure things happen and work well, like a well-oiled engine here at the Western Community Centre. So thank you very much. I'm pretty keen to talk about learner licence, because that was this week.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that numbers were pretty small from what they usually would be, from people that couldn't make it to... obviously, numbers not doing that well. It is the start of the year, but it's kind of always is like that. Because it's almost a rush, and there's a lot of young people that come back into the year that are like, oh, I actually don't want to spend my first week into the year or taking on life with a group of random people.
Yeah.
But, all good. Like, I feel like the room... I was supposed to come and help you. Didn't do much because you pretty much just run away with it and you don't even need my help anyway. But I noticed that reading the room, obviously a lot of weight off people's shoulders and stuff that they do seems a lot easier. Love that they can feel comfortable in the room.
Yeah, yep, definitely. And
that's just the vibe that the Western Wheels pretty much gives, or you, the way that you facilitate, what that gives to other people that are coming in.
Mm.
And again, variety of ages, people that have just turned legal age to get their license, mm-hmm. to people that are like renewing licenses and they're a little bit older, well, not a little bit, but a lot older.
Yep.
So the age ranges are obviously amazing. But, you know, we're pretty keen to hear from you, like things like what works well,
mm-hmm.
if someone wants to or wants to come to be a part of the Learner License program, you know, what's required?
Oh, yes, fair enough. The way that I think we've always facilitated our Western Wheels or our Learner's License course is it's a very kind of like a laid-back environment. Within reason, though, that's we've still got lots of work that we need to get sorted throughout the day. But what I have found is over the many classes that I've taught with many different students is that the way that I view it is that when you're getting a license is that you are, you know, like that's one step into like adulthood, being a little bit more independent. So I treat them that way, you know, whether you're just turned 16, in my eyes, if you're coming to this course, you know, that's one step of being an adult. So that's where you start to learn to manage things yourself. So for example, and this can sound really small to most people, but having like, you know, your cell phone in the classroom, being able to take a call, or even just having, you know, just getting up to go to the toilet, not having to, you know, raise your hand and ask, because in the reality world is we don't always ask someone if we can go toilet, you know, and little things like that kind of shows them that it gives them that space to learn a little bit more comfortably in the class, especially if I've got many students that I have every class that have barriers in place that can either be a social barrier or a learning barrier. And sometimes people feel like that stands out to the crowd, even though no one in the room knows that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just making the environment real, just real comfortable.
It's really nice because it makes them feel like they're in control.
Yeah, definitely.
The way that they learn, the way that they take knowledge in, but also the way that they kind of let the knowledge out when they're on the paper. Like, we don't care about spelling.
Yeah, nope.
It's okay if you're unsure. You're allowed to talk.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask the tutor yourself, or you can ask your peers, people that are around on the table with you, almost like an open book kind of test. And why do we make it like that though? But why do we allow it to be so open for people to talk to each other while they're learning?
I think it's that when you have more of an open, like an open book type of test, the conversations that can come from it are a lot more educational than me teaching you a certain way. I learn, you know, myself and you, we've learned many, many new skills or many new ways of why people think that, you know, this is the answer to a certain question. Sometimes we didn't even think of looking at it at that point of view. So I find that it's a big, massive learning way. So if they can share, if they've got an opportunity to share with me why they think that is the answer, I can guarantee I'm going to learn something out of it. And I also learn something about the student and the way that they learn by the way that they share those answers with myself and with each other.
Mm. I noticed that that's a key part of it, is you learn to read the room as a tutor about not just who's who in the room, but where each of them are in terms of like learning and the way that they might want to learn or take or soak in knowledge. Which is probably where allowing them to come out of their shell by giving them their own space, right?
Yeah.
Like letting them, like if they need to go and do something, they don't need to put their hand up.
Yeah.
You know, everything that they're doing is in their control.
Mm.
Where if they miss out on some time of learning, they know that that's on them, that they need to catch up on.
Yep.
But I noticed that every single class, it is like that. Like they catch up, but they catch up well because they know it's a safe environment.
Yeah.
They know they're not going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
They know that you're honest.
Mm.
And I noticed that today, or I noticed that yesterday when they went and got tested.
Yeah.
That if they said, hey, do you think that I'm ready?
Mm.
I think the honesty that you give them, like by saying, no, I don't think you're ready, speaks a lot to them, because then they'll be like, oh, okay, maybe there's some stuff that I need to work on.
Yeah.
And there's no like sending them like starting them off failing by saying, yeah, you're ready. Mm. And then they get in there and they're like, oh, what the heck happened?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think they're enjoying that part of it as well.
Yeah.
The honesty, the holding them accountable,
yep.
them understanding they're in their own time.
Mm.
They're here. They know that you're there. Yep. They know that you're there teaching, but the realization of them knowing that they're there in their own time,
mm.
if they're not going to learn, then they won't get their learner license.
Yeah, yep.
And I noticed, though, that there were some that, like, minor setbacks, knew the answers,
mm.
but just got them wrong.
Yep.
And I noticed that you kind of, you set the scene by saying, you know, there's 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Even though you think you might know all the answers, use all of that 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And that does a lot, because if someone, I noticed that the ones that got a lot wrong were the ones that just trying to speed up because the pictures look the same.
Yep.
The questions kind of look the same, but the answers could have been different. So they're just clicking through and they're like, oh, wait, I did know the answer for that.
Yeah.
And we'll talk a little bit about VTNZ because it's amazing that they come here and
definitely.
They do the testing, because that's a game changer.
Definitely.
But also the game changer is them sending an email about which questions they got wrong.
Because
that was always, that's always been a mission to try and figure out the ones in the past that didn't get their license or they failed and they never got, or there were some questions that they just couldn't answer and some of them were like, oh, clueless around, oh, I had no idea what it was
for yeah.
probably the first time that I heard of it. This time, VTNZ will email you your entire sheet of questions that you got wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That way you know what to work on for next time.
Yeah.
But it also allows the teacher yourself
mm-hmm.
to be like, oh, which one did you get wrong? Let's have a look at it and dissect it and let's see if you didn't know it or if you didn't teach it. And all of them came back and yeah, you did teach them.
Mm.
They just rushed through it. And so the students were pretty honest and so look, nah, I just skipped through it. Like,
yeah.
Went too fast.
Yeah, yeah. And it's always real real common in our courses for that, because a lot of our ones are battling with nerves as well, and depending on the time of the day, you know, some of them have had to stretch that nerve out a little bit longer. But I have always been very, very honest with all of the classes that we've ever run. So I was that person that failed my learners 3 times before actually passing. The catch was, when I set my license, we didn't have courses like this, so I have always been very vocal to them about that. And yeah, and like you said, I've always said to them, if I will let them know if they're not ready to sit. I also offer them the opportunity to come back to me in the next course so that they can get further support with that, further revision for that, and then test with the next group. But I do actually remember one of my students had said to me, the reason that they had rushed, and this was a couple of years ago, was that they were panicking because they knew that other students were sitting there waiting and I was sitting there waiting, and they didn't want us to be sitting there waiting for too long. And then when the student had told me that, I reminded myself every time I run a class to remind my class that it does not matter if I'm sitting there waiting all day for you guys, because this is what is a part of my job, right?
Mm.
Is that I'm teaching you guys, and I am the one that I would rather sit there and wait for you guys to all test. And if you have to resit, then we get that resit done so that we are doing this all together, because I'm not going to just leave you at that line and then just go, oh, because it's my time to finish, I'm going to go. And so I always say that to my classes, to remind them that, like, you don't have to rush. Yeah, utilize that full 30 minutes. I'm more than happy to sit here and wait until you are out so that you know that I'm sitting here waiting for you at the finish line, kind of thing. So it's made it so much more easier for our students. And that's how we get a lot of our students. I will take any kind of student. So if you've got behavioral issues in place, if there's learning barriers in place, if English is a first, second, third, fourth language, nothing is going to stop me from teaching your child or your family member or whoever it is to get your learner's license. And this is where I think we kind of stand out from the crowd. So we're willing to take those types of students and work for as long as it takes for us to get them to get their licenses. Well, when they're ready and feeling confident to sit.
There's something about the first day that allows them to feel comfortable to come the next day.
Yeah.
Because it is it's quite vulnerable.
Oh, definitely.
I see the trickiness of being in there and seeing an older person there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see the trickiness of the older person seeing heaps of young people there.
Correct. Yep.
And it kind of speaks to the value that you bring which makes all ages feel comfortable.
Mm.
And I noticed as well that there's a lot of people that are like second chance learners.
Yeah.
And so the vulnerability in that is also is way bigger than normal.
Yeah.
Normal just anxiety stuff, you know. You're, yeah. you're now, we've got kids in there that are, that don't say that they can't read or write. They're just following words that yep. you're speaking and they're matching them as they go. They find the word that matches with a word that you say.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, this is where we are.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that on the first day, they're all kind of like, what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
What, where are we? Where are we? Like, this is, there's so much writing here.
Yep.
To the point now where they all know that they were kind of in the same waka today.
Yeah.
Or yesterday when they, before they went and got tested. Yep. When they've done a bit of revision, they're all like, man, we're all in the same waka. But even the day before that, on Wednesday, you noticed that they were talking to each other about words that they can't spell.
Yeah.
And then they can't really read. Like, they can't put piece together.
Mm-hmm.
And just, it was nice seeing the comfortableness amongst each other.
Yeah, definitely. Hear them rattling off how to spell words,
eh? Oh, do you know how to spell this? What is this word? And then them sharing.
Yeah.
And then also vice versa, like, everyone's just asking, well, what's this word? What does it mean?
Yeah.
And then someone else knowing it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like there's something about the first day that makes them want to come back. The second day is about them like joining a force together, you know?
And they bonded really well this week, this group. Yeah,
And I don't know if it's because there was like less people in the class or
Because it's weird. I've had really small classes before, and I know you've had small classes before where they've just it just hasn't gelled. I don't know if it's because there's not enough noise around them. So to put this into perspective, 9 times out of 10, majority of our learner license courses are about 25 to 30 odd students, give or take. This week I had 6. It was a very, very different number. But the 6 that we did had, they just gelled. We had a couple of older ones and the rest were under the age of 18. You honestly would have thought they were like cousins, really, with the way that they were all...
That was a good vibe.
It was. It was really
I wasn't
was.
In there every single time, but every time I went in there, it felt comfortable.
Yeah.
It felt safe. It felt like they could be themselves. Even though it seemed random that I was walking in and out, they felt comfortable enough to talk to me.
Yeah, definitely.
And I wasn't the lead tutor, but it was just, yeah, I was just there.
But I think it is, as if you set the bar right on that first day, it does make them. And I have dealt with many ones that have social anxiety through the roof. So for some people, I've never seen how bad it is before. And I've had students where, that first day has been probably the most challenging day for them. Somehow they still come back. I don't know if it's the extrovert in me that just be like, we're all friends, guys, just come in, okay? It's like, I'm not going to bite. But I am going to be in your space, okay? So we're going to get used to it. But other than that, it's been an absolute mean week with my students.
We've got heaps to talk about. I'm keen to just move on. But before we do, keen to just talk about VTNZ and what they have to offer when they come in. Like, not only do they do a great job of us, or of allowing us to go there. Like, normally you'll have to book them. Tell them a number of students that they go into VTNZ or that we're going to bring in so that they set space up. And then they allow all of us to just flow through, all our students to flow through. But now they have this system of iPads, traveling learner license tests pretty much. So they pull up to your spot, set up with the iPads, and then you do your learner license on there.
Yeah, it was such a cool initiative that they brought in. And I know that they had been working in that space because Down South had already had it going. So there was a spot, I'm not 100% sure where Down South, but they had that already running. And I think that was post-COVID. And so the North Island, we're looking at how do we adapt that same kind of system and bring that up to the North Island side of things. And so as of last year, they had brought out the portable testing station. So if you are an organization and you teach learner's license, and to save you having to take a large group to VTNZ to book that in or to multiple VTNZs, you can go over to their website and book in advance for the portable testing station. And what that means is pretty much they bring that driver's licensing side of things to your location. They set up and then, they have tablets there sitting for you for your students to test the environment. As I said earlier, I've got many students that have barriers in place, so this type of testing environment is a lot better for them. It doesn't change the way or any of the information that they're learning. It's just more the environment that they're sitting the test in can be quite overwhelming for some. So when we do it in our own space that they're used to, it just seems more of a success rate for those certain students. And the service has been so good. They're absolutely lovely. Last time we had them, I had quite a few students and they'd brought some like fidget toys that they were allowed to.
They had the fidget toys there today.
They did let them. I should have grabbed them.
Yeah. They did have them there today, which was really good last time.
Yeah.
I think they're still learning and I think it's getting better and better. But also I feel like as a part of like our program, I feel like them learning with us, like we've already given them like kind of food for thought about what we could do next time.
Yeah, definitely.
Challenges when we go into VTNZ is the noise and the amount of foot traffic and the amount of people looking over your shoulder, the amount of people that are watching you go sit your license.
Yeah.
The challenge yesterday was the quiet. It was so quiet. Like it was, you could hear each other breathing. It was that quiet. And I just feel like having the background that quiet sets the scene of like, okay, like there's a bit of pressure here.
Yeah.
I can't make a sound.
Yep.
And now you're just sitting there trying to not breathe too heavy.
Because then everyone's going to feels like everyone's staring at you in the room.
And that's right. And then I think once we were like, it's pretty quiet in here, she did say, next time, that's right, we should have like a bit of ambient sound in the background, kind of break the tension. That way, I think it was around the reading.
Yeah.
So when they were trying to read out the questions to themselves, they obviously didn't want to like read out too loud. So it was a little bit awkward for them as well. So there was a little bit of that panic as well. But I feel like having VTNZ come in here as the portable stations. Yes. Way easier.
It's changed the game. It really has, especially for our classes, because we run 4 a year, sometimes 5 to 6, depending on what our caseload will look like for the year. But it makes things so much more easier. People aren't having to be, you know, transported from one spot to another spot. And for some of our classes, when we've got heaps of students, that's a 3-4 round drop off to get all of our students there. And so, and that can be quite challenging for some of our students to manage and deal with. So honestly, if you are in this space and you're doing learner's license and you've been still taking your students to VTNZ, get in contact with VTNZ, look at booking that portable testing station. It is a game changer. It is absolutely amazing. And they're so cool. And they're lovely as staff.
And have we booked it for the rest of the year?
Yes.
Like each session for us?
Yep, so I've got it fully booked. Nice. I've done a yearly booking with them.
Nice. Well, that's it, guys. That's the Western Wheels. That's the Learner License Program here that we run here at the Western Community Centre, actually facilitated by Regan, obviously the host that's here with us on radio today. But it's a cool opportunity for anyone from the community to come and sit their license. Doesn't matter which age. But you can come and learn before you turn 16 so that you're ready for when you turn 16. So there's all those factors that come into play. And again, have that portable station so you all get tested here. The next session is on the 30th of April. So, not April.
30th of March to the
March
2nd of April.
To the 2nd of April.
Yeah.
Yes, let's not get that wrong. The 30th of March to the 2nd of April, and that's in the first week of the next school holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so make sure if you know anyone that wants to come and sit their license, there is a fee there for the community centre that you pay, and then there's also the extra fee that you have to pay to get your license. So obviously the teaching and the facility and stuff that we run all of this, obviously is still a paid program. Mm-hmm. Still a paid program, so obviously it's one of the best teaching that you could ever get from anyone as being part of the learner license. So why not, if you know anyone that needs to come and get their learner license, so on the 30th of March to the 2nd of April, and the cost is $50 to be on the course, and then you bring your own money to pay for the actual test after that, and it's $96.10.
Yep.
$96.10, and get it while it's that cheap.
Definitely.
It must climb up every 10 cents, like every year or something.
I reckon.
Not every year, but just, it's climbing up slowly. I remember when it was like $85 when I said it. No, 68.
Oh my goodness.
I'm old.
I was going to say, you know what? Mine was still in the 90s when I had to pay for my... Oh, was it in the 90s? It might have been cheaper.
I was there when I'd done scratchies, you know. It was the scratchy.
Oh, you know what? Next time I'm going to tell the class, hey, this is the scratchy times.
Anyway, but that's the learner license, guys. If you have anyone, or if it's yourself and you're tuned in and you want to get your learner license, you want to renew your license, or if you've even disqualified, if you've been disqualified and you need to go resit it just so you can get your learner license or your full license back, please even research it. If you're over 25, you can go come and research your learners and you'll fall back. After that, but yeah, come and check us out. Check out the website at the Western Community Centre, and check out what we've been up to as well. But we're going to jump into some info that we have here at the Community Centre just to finish off all the session. And if you were lucky today, our fruit and veggie packs are back on.
Are they back on?
And yeah, $15, your equivalent to spending $30 at a supermarket. We've got $15 right here at your back doorstep in your community. And if you were lucky enough to get in there, you got broccoli, lettuce, carrots, onions, bananas, nectarine, pears. And if you come down to the community centre, there's no like hard out. There's no way of like booking, coming in or saving a bag. It's just coming. We've got cash, we've got FPOS, we've got PayWave. It's available to anyone. It's here. And then also we have our foyer here. We've got computers in the foyer, free to use. Internet's connected to it. You just log into whatever you need to use. A lot of people come and use it. The busiest times is after school, where all the young people come and play. But you'll be lucky if you come in the next couple of weeks, because everyone's on holiday or the kids are away. So there's no after school traffic. However, there are some young ones that are still on holiday and they're just hanging around here. But they're not on the computer all the time. If you need to use it, we've got free phone usage. There's no number to dial out. You can just ask reception. They'll point you in the right direction to it.
We've also got and it's happening tomorrow, which is Have a Go Circus. This is a really, really cool opportunity if you want to join some circus professionals to try hula hooping, juggling, spinning plates and more. The Black Sheep Circus Entertainment are our amazing friends that come to Treats in the Park, and they are the ones that have all of the little circus-like activities for our young ones to participate in. So it is free. You can come down and play. So if you come to the Western Community Centre tomorrow from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. This is fun for a whole family, all ages and abilities, but come on down and enjoy something brand new and different. And they've only got three sessions happening, so this Saturday, next Saturday and the following Saturday, so get in there before they aren't around to help us.
Yeah, the circus goes away pretty quick.
It comes
and it goes, but it's heaps of fun. You hear all the reviews. And if you're keen to just get in, I'll just say just get into it. Just go there and be a part of it if
definitely.
You want to. Yeah, don't second guess yourself. Just go and be a part of it. I've never been a circus guy. I've never thought about it, but I know that people that like think about going and then they do go, it's been a lot of fun for them and their whānau. But that's us for today for Out West Radio. We're actually tuning out now, and we'll catch you next week. We'll hold it down for you, all the information that you need out west.
See you.
Please don't let me be misunderstood.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.